Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Life of Praise. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Psalm 34, we'll begin reading in verse 1, and let's all just read this out loud together, verse 1 through verse 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Let's just stop right here. Is that true about you? Think now. What do you mean? Well, do you do that? Do you bless the Lord all the time? Now, that doesn't have to be every breath that you breathe, but it just means you don't go 3 days and don't praise the Lord, right? You don't go half a day and not praise the Lord. It is a way of life to you. You breathe, you blink your eyes, your heart beats, and you praise God, right? It's like a normal function for you. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Is that true about you? You don't only just quietly praise God in your heart and in your mind. His praise is in your mouth. You praise God aloud so that your ears can hear it. And how many understand that your kids ought to hear you praising God? Your children should hear you not cussing, right? Not talking bad about somebody, judging somebody, but they should hear you, right? Come up on daddy in the garage working on the lawnmower and hear, well, praise God. Thank you, Lord, for helping me fix this thing. By the way, thank you for a new one. Right? They should come up on mama and hear her praising God, right? And grandma and grandpa. Is that right? People on the job. Now, you don't do things for other people's benefit. You know, some people are just obnoxious. They don't praise God at home, but to get in front of somebody else and they're always, hallelujah, hallelujah, and look around to see if anybody heard. And it's annoying. Well, the reason it's annoying is because it's not real. It's phony. It's put on. We're not talking about that. But something that's natural with you, I mean, you know, you're not doing anything for anybody else, but you might be at your desk just under your breath. If somebody is very far from you, they didn't hear you. But if they came close to you, they hear you praising God, right? Hear you giving glory to God. Amen. His praise shall continually, what? Let's keep reading. Verse 2. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Come on and join us. And let us exalt his name together. Is it right for us to praise God publicly? Yes. In a crowd? Yes. Yeah, there's a blessing in that you don't get any other way. When a bunch of believers get together and they lift their voices without intimidation or fear or reservation, and they all just praise God right out loud. Amen. Don't care who sees or knows. Huh? Amen. Man, there's a blessing in it. I said there's a blessing in it. And so when we're praising God, and it doesn't have to just be, you know, in the first of the service when people are playing and singing, at any time, if everybody, you know, you see the pastors and the ministers and everybody around you has got their hands in the air and praising God, it's not time for you to be quiet. Right? It's not time for you to look around. Examine everybody. It's time to come on, get in. Right? Get on in. Participate. And that's how you receive. Well, we talked about, you know, when should we praise the Lord? And we talked about where should we praise the Lord? And we've been talking about why. Why should you praise the Lord? We've covered a number of important reasons. But tonight, let's go on to talk about this. Why should we praise the Lord? The last couple of times, we were talking about that we praise God because, we said it blesses God. Praising God ministers to Him, blesses Him. He enjoys it. We read numerous scriptures where the Bible said it's like incense to Him, that He receives it, takes it in, like breathing it in and inhaling it, and He enjoys it. It blesses Him. It ministers to Him. What a thought that we could give the giver something, right? We could give to the giver something He enjoys and would receive from us. Real praise, real, you know, in spirit and in truth, worship God enjoys. It blesses Him. It ministers to Him. But then also, and this is a big one, real praise helps us so many ways. We talked about, you know, how that it helps us to get our mind off the problem and magnify Him instead of the problem. You know, the Bible said there in our text, it said verse 2, my soul shall do what? Make her boast in the Lord. Here is a place where it's all right and even commanded to brag. Huh? You don't want to be bragging on yourself. But it is good to brag on God. I mean, just help yourself. You can't brag too big about it. Because as big as you can talk, He's bigger than that. Right? But bragging on Him, if you're doing that, then you're not bragging on the problem. Listen, bragging on the problem. People do it all the time. They boast about how tough this is. Huh? They brag about how impossible it is, how incurable it is, about how much money and how impossible it is to get that much money in that short of amount of time. Now, the whole world flows in this stream. And it is so prevalent that people don't tend to notice it. Somebody go, whoo, oh man, it was a bad one. And everybody around them go, mm-mm. What are they doing? They're bragging on how bad. And the devil says, tell it again. Because you're bragging on Him. If it's stealing and killing and destroying, He takes it as personal praise. Did you hear me? That's why around here, we give God all the glory. You know, we'll tell testimonies, you know, so-called big and small. We'll tell about somebody that got healed from cancer and somebody that got a new pocket knife. But we don't give the devil any free advertising. Even if he's able to pull something off, we won't tell it. Right? Why? We don't want to brag on him. Give him no credit for anything. Right? We do not want to boast in what He has done or what He is doing. No. We boast in our God. Somebody says, oh, but it's a bad problem. You go, yeah, but God is faithful. Yeah, He can do it. It's easy for God to heal this. Oh, come on. Somebody needs to say that. It's easy for God to heal. Yeah, but you don't understand. You know? This is a pseudo mucho hyperplasta syndrome. And it's awful. And it's incurable. I see everybody's supposed to go, oh, it's bad. I mean, it's not just bad, it's bad. And everybody goes, oh. No. What is that to God? What is the worst disease on the planet? To God? Does God look at it and go, that's a tough one. I think I could heal it, but you know, it takes some work. Are you kidding? Is anything too hard for the Lord? No. To Him, I mean, if you had to do it, yeah, it'd be hard, but you don't have to do it. All you got to do is believe He can do it. Right? And rest in His ability. And to Him, it is easy. It's easy to Him. It's easy. Don't care what's wrong with you. It's easy for Him to fix it. Easy. Don't care how much money you owe. It's easy for God to get that money to you. You kidding? You can't scare God with numbers. Right?
Right.
It's easy for God to get that money to you. Somebody needs to say it out loud. It's easy.
It's easy
for God.
Get this money to me.
It's easy. This is not hard. This is not a lot of money. This is easy.
Easy.
See, faith sees the solution of the problem as easy. Doubt and unbelief sees it as impossible. Well, praise helps you keep your mind on the right thing, right? Instead of sitting around thinking about how you feel, instead of sitting around thinking about the last negative report, instead of sitting around thinking about all the bills piled up on the table, what else can you do besides gripe about that and talk about that? What else could you do? Do you have an alternative? Can you do something else? Yeah, you can praise God. And when you do, it gets your mind off the problems. And you begin to, instead of magnifying the problem, you magnify God. And you brag on Him. You say, oh God, you big. You're so big. This is nothing for you. This is easy for you. God can do this with one hand tied behind His back and both eyes closed. Right? God can do this without making a phone call. This is easy. See, brag on God. Brag on Him. Brag on Him. Boast in Him. Brag on Him. So we talked about that. And let's go on. This is so big. You know, I might not be quite through with that. Just say praise the Lord a time or two here. Let me think about what I'm doing. Thank you, Lord. 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 We do praise you. We do praise you. We do praise you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, just back up to the 9th chapter, and let's just camp on this a little while. When we talk about praise, you know, I use the word praise in this whole series, but really I'm using it as a general term because there are more than one thing involved in so-called praise. There is praise, which we're going to talk about, I think, some more right now. But then there's thanksgiving, which is a little different from praise. Worship is different from praise. There are numerous things within this general word that we use. But let's be specific tonight on praise. What is praise? Well, if you look up the words, one of the most frequent words for praise is hallel in Hebrew. And it literally means to boast.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Life of Praise, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Faith of God who gives me